Coming up next on the Jeff Crayley Show, we're going to talk about limiting beliefs with an intuitive mindset coach. Her journey just ahead.
Many are predicting that the worst is yet to come, which is unfortunate, said one person here. Until now, they've enjoyed the reputation of being the nation's icebox.
Watched a burglar in his home this morning by webcam.
As a journalist of over 25 years, stories are what make my world turn.
Reporting live from the Dallas newsroom tonight, Jeff Crayley, Fox 4 News.
But in 2008, I took the jump from my familiar life and started a PR firm from my home.
We're talking about anyone with a camcorder like the one I'm using becomes a television network.
We started slowly growing the company, and we now have over 100 clients, and we've branched into the world of live digital broadcasting. I now own 8 different TV studios and have a huge team, and the stories that I now get to share are sometimes the most important of my life. Life has a funny way of coming around full circle. This is the Jeff Crayley Show.
Well, I think we all have limiting beliefs. For instance, I was born a poor kid from Detroit, and I think I still have something of a poverty mindset. I don't think I deserve all the wonderful blessings that I have. But to talk about that today, Karen Gray, she's an intuitive mindset coach. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I love that you started out that way. That gives such a basis for our conversation today. So thank you.
Thank you. Well, I'm fascinated by your journey. You started out coaching teens for pageants.
I did. My passion just kind of found me. My daughter was competing for Rodeo Queen pageants. Her coach was unexpectedly, tragically killed. And I had to step in as a single mom and just found that this was my passion. I love coaching.
And when I think about teen mindsets, there's so much self-doubt with a person who is really putting themselves out there in a pageant.
Absolutely. You're stepping into a role where you're asking people to judge you. And so you want to be your best, you want to show up your best. But what I've learned and what I help girls learn, and now executives, is that really just being 100% your best self, not better than someone else, is really the goal that we should all strive for.
Now, you coach men as well, but you do specialize in women.
I do.
Tell us about the kind of clients that you like.
I like people who are just coachable, number one, but I really love to help women who are at a transition point. They're ready to make a decision. Perhaps they've reached a glass ceiling. Perhaps they've just reached a place where they're just tired of the monotony. Maybe they don't fit in. Maybe they've pursued a career that they thought they would love and they don't. And they're ready for a change. And so it's helping them through that transition, that mindset of making a shift. Because a lot of times our careers become our identity.
Yes, and I think it's especially tough for women because society judges them differently than they do men. A guy in the workplace can say something and they're considered a strong leader, but a woman says the same thing and they're judged differently.
They are, and it's unfair, but it's the reality of the world that we live in. But we are changing that shift. We're shifting that change.
Yes.
We're helping to manifest that into a strong woman isn't necessarily a negative thing that, you know, we have names for that. But a woman can be strong, she can be caring at the same time. She can be nurturing and she can give boundaries. And so helping us as women see that possibility is the first step.
Yes. We were talking just before the show about a client that you've worked with who was not an entrepreneur, didn't come from a family of entrepreneurs. Tell us that story.
So a lot of people follow the path that their family, their parents have provided, and she became a nurse. It was what her family did. They were nurses, doctors, lawyers, so professional careers. But what she really wanted to be was a coach. And she got certified, but even after getting the training, she still didn't see it for herself. She could help others see things. But I think that's the power of coaching, is we can't see our own blind spots. So having a coach helped her to see that just because this was the path that her family followed, she could take steps outside of it, because that truly was what she was called to do. And she's now stepped into a role of coaching healthcare nurses, doctors, physicians, ER, and so she's really stepped into a dual role. So she's doing both of her passions.
Yes, and you have a very popular podcast. We're going to put up your podcast page and scroll down because you have interviewed some just amazing leaders and providing different insights into different facets of life. Let's talk about imposter syndrome and negative self-talk, because I think we all are guilty of, you know, somebody says something unkind and it really wasn't what they said to you, but you play it back a million times and now it's done much more damage than the initial comment.
Absolutely. So I believe that imposter syndrome is really just the internal voice in our head. It's something that someone has said to us that you're right, we're affirming, okay, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, and here's why. We find the proof. And so I really believe that we can be imposter syndrome, that's something that we just change the narrative, the language in our head, where we're telling ourselves all the reasons why. We find the proof. So whatever you look for, you'll find.
So what do you do yourself? And I think it's always interesting to hear how coaches deal with negative self-talk. When you find yourself running yourself down, how do you break that cycle?
I ask myself one question, is this true? And so that leads to, of course, another conversation. But if I'm saying, for example, I can't come on this TV show. Jeff is amazing. Jeff has all the best guests. He has all of the brightest stars.
Don't stop.
But that was a thought I had. So this is real life here. But I said, is that true? I was invited. So Jeff sees value in me. I provide value for my clients. So I walked through that in real time. This morning, sitting in the parking lot. So it is something that even if you battle it and defeat it, you may come against it another day, another time, and you just have that conversation again. So we're human. It's going to happen.
Well, and thank you for the compliment. You're also a very popular speaker. We're going to put up on the screen your flyer. I see several topics here. What are the topics that you're called to speak about?
Really, the internal conversations that women have are the conversations that I want to address. Sometimes they're not the most popular, and sometimes they really just are the most transformational. So having that conversation with women who have scaled to the top of the ladder in the social corporate world, and they realize that ladder's up against a wall that they no longer want to climb. And just how do I rediscover what it is I love? How do I redefine what it is that I want to do, align with that, and pursue that when this is who I am?
Sure. I read articles during COVID talking about how tough COVID was on women. Some of them were forced to choose between work and family. Others are forced into entrepreneurship. But as you know, entrepreneurship isn't for everybody.
Right. You know, that's something that I've definitely seen personally. When I stepped into my full-time coaching role, I was actually working as a cancer patient liaison, and my position was eliminated. So I had a great five-year plan. I was going to do something, and COVID escalated that. So COVID has revealed a lot of things. It revealed my strengths, and it gave me an opportunity to step into them. But there's a lot of people that they're just facing different challenges, and I have clients like that. So we really get down to the hard conversations of you have to make a choice, and really embodying that and giving yourself permission and forgiveness. So sometimes we beat ourselves up. And so giving yourself forgiveness for the things that you didn't know were going to happen, and giving yourself a little grace to allow for the things that you really want to do. So forgiveness and grace go a long way when you're facing some tough situations.
So as we wind down this segment, I want you to look into the viewers' eyes and tell them, how do they know when it's time to bring in somebody like you? I mean, how would you know?
I think the biggest thing that I have seen is when you are at a place where you need a confidant, someone that you can truly talk to. Especially in an executive position, there's oftentimes it's not safe to talk to someone because you can't be weak. So if you need someone, you need someone to help you hear the voices that are really going on in your conversations, then that's when it's time to bring in some help to help you perform at your best, to be your best, and to see yourself in the best light.
Wow, you have been an amazing guest. We're going to end with your website, which is CoachKarenGray.com. Thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
That's it for now. We'll see you next time.